Вариант 19. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Good evening. Here's our special program on health. According to a research, eating a good breakfast can improve memory, concentration, and test marks, especially in math and reading. But improving schoolwork isn't the only benefit. Breakfast eaters usually eat more fruit and drink more milk. In general, they eat a larger variety of food than non-breakfast eaters, which in turn gives them much more energy. Due to this research, many schools around the world give students breakfast.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling from Germany to tell you about their eating traditions. You know, they have changed recently. The main meal of the day used to be the family lunch. But because most people work, they often eat in a company canteen or have a snack somewhere nearby. You won't believe it, but the cheapest and most popular place to have a snack is Berlin's Underground. Some Germans have their second breakfast there. It can be a drink and a piece of cake at around 11 a.m. Bar food German style is a sausage with mustard and a slice of bread or a roll, which you eat with both hands.
Text C.
Are you still a student, Stephen?
No, Jane. I graduated last year from the university.
Do you have a job?
At the moment, I'm working at school with kids. I've got a degree in psychology.
Do you like your job?
It's okay, but it's temporary. I'd like to get a diploma in interpreting and then find a job in this field.
I wish you luck.
Thanks.
Text D.
Simon, what do you do for fun?
Oh, Laura, mountain biking is my passion. Every year I go to different places with my biking friends.
Mountain biking is a dangerous sport.
I love danger. I want to try some sport that is even more extreme.
I can't imagine what can be more harmful.
I'd like to join a skydiving club.
Then it'll be both dangerous and expensive.
I don't mind spending money on what I like.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Good evening. Here's our special program on health. According to a research, eating a good breakfast can improve memory, concentration, and test marks, especially in math and reading.
But improving schoolwork isn't the only benefit. Breakfast eaters usually eat more fruit and drink more milk. In general, they eat a larger variety of food than non-breakfast eaters, which in turn gives them much more energy. Due to this research, many schools around the world give students breakfast.
Text B.
Hi, I'm calling from Germany to tell you about their eating traditions. You know, they have changed recently. The main meal of the day used to be the family lunch, but because most people work, they often eat in a company canteen or have a snack somewhere nearby. You won't believe it, but the cheapest and most popular place to have a snack is Berlin's Underground. Some Germans have their second breakfast there. It can be a drink and a piece of cake at around 11 a.m. Bar food German style is a sausage with mustard and a slice of bread or a roll, which you eat with both hands.
Text C.
Are you still a student, Stephen?
No, Jane. I graduated last year from the university.
Do you have a job?
At the moment, I'm working at school with kids. I've got a degree in psychology.
Do you like your job?
It's okay, but it's temporary. I'd like to get a diploma in interpreting and then find a job in this field.
I wish you luck.
Thanks.
Text D.
Simon, what do you do for fun?
Oh, Laura, mountain biking is my passion. Every year I go to different places with my biking friends.
Mountain biking is a dangerous sport.
I love danger. I want to try some sport that is even more extreme.
I can't imagine what can be more harmful.
I'd like to join a skydiving club.
Then it'll be both dangerous and expensive.
I don't mind spending money on what I like.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we've asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about sports activities. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I am really not a sporty person. I have never enjoyed playing, watching, or even reading about sports. At school, physical education is my least favourite subject, and I always try to invent an excuse to avoid it. Nevertheless, I am aware that exercise is very important. I have always liked walking, for example, and I sometimes go out for a bike ride with friends. For me, sport is not so important. What is important is doing some exercise and keeping fit.
Speaker B.
Last winter, I decided to join a gym. One of my friends also joined up, and so we started going together once a week. Then we decided to try a few more classes, and we now go about 4 times per week. Not only are these classes good for my fitness level, but I have found that often they give me a reason to get outside of the house. I always leave the classes feeling happy, worked and motivated, which I think is a great feeling. So if you're feeling a little unhealthy, lazy and bored, or a bit sad, I would definitely recommend trying a fitness class.
Speaker C. Every time before the football match,
I start feeling extremely nervous. So I decided to work out a strategy to fight this. That's my advice to everybody having the same problem. Have a good breakfast, listen to your favorite music, and focus on things that have gone well in training. Be positive. Once you are in the right mood, it is important to focus on the warm-up. I think the warm-up is the perfect time to concentrate on the game ahead. Never panic. We are all individuals and have different ways to combat the nerves. Just work out which technique helps you the most.
Speaker D.
I love running because although it is much slower than cycling, it allows you to really see everything around you. I'm not a very fast runner, but I always make sure I enjoy every run I go on. And what is more, I have made so many friends through running. Sometimes I take part in running races, organized for charity. It helps me with my training because it motivates me, especially in winter, when it is cold and dark. I don't always want to go out for a run, but knowing that I'm supporting a good cause always helps me.
Speaker E.
I've been running for as long as I can remember, as both of my parents run, and they encouraged me to join them from an early age. I started by doing short jogs around the area I live in, just a 10-minute run or something like that. Then I became more confident and tried to increase either the distance I was covering or the speed at which I was doing it. Now I enjoy running every morning before my studies, and it gives me the energy necessary for the day.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we've asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about sports activities. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
I am really not a sporty person. I have never enjoyed playing, watching, or even reading about sports. At school, physical education is my least favourite subject, and I always try to invent an excuse to avoid it. Nevertheless, I am aware that exercise is very important. I have always liked walking, for example, and I sometimes go out for a bike ride with friends. For me, sport is not so important. What is important is doing some exercise and keeping fit.
Speaker B.
Last winter, I decided to join a gym. One of my friends also joined up, and so we started going together once a week. Then we decided to try a few more classes, and we now go about 4 times per week. Not only are these classes good for my fitness level, but I have found that often they give me a reason to get outside of the house. I always leave the classes feeling happy, worked and motivated, which I think is a great feeling. So if you're feeling a little unhealthy, lazy and bored, or a bit sad, I would definitely recommend trying a fitness class.
Speaker C. Every time before the football match, I start feeling extremely nervous. So I decided to work out a strategy to fight this. That's my advice to everybody having the same problem. Have a good breakfast, listen to your favorite music, and focus on things that have gone well in training. Be positive. Once you are in the right mood, it is important to focus on the warm-up. I think the warm-up is the perfect time to concentrate on the game ahead. Never panic. We are all individuals and have different ways to combat the nerves. Just work out which technique helps you the most.
Speaker D. I love running because although it is much slower than cycling, it allows you to really see everything around you. I'm not a very fast runner, but I always make sure I enjoy every run I go on. And what is more, I have made so many friends through running. Sometimes I take part in running races, organized for charity. It helps me with my training because it motivates me, especially in winter, when it is cold and dark. I don't always want to go out for a run, but knowing that I'm supporting a good cause always helps me.
Speaker E.
I've been running for as long as I can remember, as both of my parents run, and they encouraged me to join them from an early age. I started by doing short jogs around the area I live in, just a 10-minute run or something like that. Then I became more confident and tried to increase either the distance I was covering or the speed at which I was doing it. Now I enjoy running every morning before my studies, and it gives me the energy necessary for the day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon and welcome to our week's live talk. Today we're at Nancy's place. Hi Nancy, your house looks cardinally different from what it was last autumn.
Yes, I've redecorated practically all the rooms. To tell the truth, I've tried to give them a warm and cosy feel and used richer and warmer paint colours. Do you like the hall? You know, pink is my favourite colour.
As far as I remember, last time it was orange. This colour seemed to be too wild and energetic for me. Your pink hall looks much better now, though I prefer bluish colours. They have a nice airy feel.
I decided to use blue for my living room. It's the southern side, and when it's hot in summer, the room seems a bit cooler.
You have prepared for designing work, haven't you? You know exactly what effect you'd like each room to have. Did you read magazines? Or maybe you attended designing courses?
In fact, I didn't need to. My aunt is a designer, so she helped me a lot. I followed everything she told me.
Have you painted upstairs?
Yes, my bedroom furniture is pink, so I used purple for the walls. I also listened to my aunt's recommendation and hung a mirror on the wall opposite the window. Now it can reflect light into the space. By the way, the bathroom was the same orange colour as the hall. This time, I chose white to make it look larger.
Well, I think you've worked really hard. What about the kitchen?
I've got a new wooden floor there, so I chose a very light brown for the walls.
It really makes everything stylish. I'd like to have a short photo session here next Friday. It'll be the 13th of January.
I'll be waiting for your phone call. It's my luckiest date.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon and welcome to our week's live talk. Today we're at Nancy's place. Hi Nancy, your house looks cardinally different from what it was last autumn.
Yes, I've redecorated practically all the rooms. To tell the truth, I've tried to give them a warm and cosy feel and used richer and warmer paint colours. Do you like the hall? You know, pink is my favourite colour.
As far as I remember, last time it was orange. This colour seemed to be too wild and energetic for me. Your pink hall looks much better now, though I prefer bluish colours. They have a nice airy feel.
I decided to use blue for my living room. It's the southern side, and when it's hot in summer, the room seems a bit cooler.
You have prepared for designing work, haven't you? You know exactly what effect you'd like each room to have. Did you read magazines? Or maybe you attended designing courses?
In fact, I didn't need to. My aunt is a designer, so she helped me a lot. I followed everything she told me.
Have you painted upstairs?
Yes, my bedroom furniture is pink, so I used purple for the walls. I also listened to my aunt's recommendation and hung a mirror on the wall opposite the window. Now it can reflect light into the space. By the way, the bathroom was the same orange colour as the hall. This time, I chose white to make it look larger.
Well, I think you've worked really hard. What about the kitchen?
I've got a new wooden floor there, so I chose a very light brown for the walls.
It really makes everything stylish. I'd like to have a short photo session here next Friday. It'll be the 13th of January.
I'll be waiting for your phone call. It's my luckiest date.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2. Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the City Library. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about reading books. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. Do you like or dislike reading books? Who or what helps you choose books to read? What do you read books for?
What kind of books do you prefer reading? Why do many people prefer e-books to paper books? What do you think will happen to printed books in future? Explain why. This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.